up, hallelujah. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. We ain't hiding, we ain't running, we ain't defeated. We're out here and we're gonna praise Him.
Hey there, Speak Life family. It is week 3 of Lent. Oh my goodness, how are you guys doing with your fasting? Are you sticking to it? Taking Sundays off? I'm sure I've asked you these questions before. But it's important that we check in, you know, make sure we're doing okay. And if you're not, if you fell off the bandwagon, no big deal. Just, you know, He forgives. Get back up and get right back to it. But here we are, week 3. We've gone to closing on our house. We've hung the clocks in our house. And now it's time to get rid of the clutter in the house. Here it is, week 3. Clutter. Our address, our text for this week comes from Psalm 139, verse 23 through 24. And there you'll find these words recorded. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Our mail, the word, our devotion for this week. Y'all, you ever watch that show, Hoarders? I'm going to be honest. I can't make it through one episode. The people have so much stuff and it starts giving me anxiety just watching it. I start questioning and trying to figure out how are they living? How are they functioning? And how are they operating day to day in the midst of all of that stuff? And then, you know, you don't want to offend anybody because you can pull out about 20 things just off the top that's junk, useless. It's just a waste of space type stuff. However, the homeowners have a very hard time parting with some of the possessions. When the seasons change, I definitely try to get rid of some stuff. I try to let go of things that we fill our homes with year after year, especially when we're settled in. Like when you buy a new pair of shoes, do you let go of any? Or if you buy a new wreath for the door, does it end up in the garage stuffed in the seasonal storage box? And, of course, there's the infamous junk drawer. And sometimes there's more than one. You know what I'm talking about. One in the kitchen, one in the nightstand. Now, let's be for real. Y'all, for real. Like, for real, for real. How often do we really use the stuff inside of our junk drawers? In life, we collect so much stuff. But what gets put outside on the curb to make room for living? How are we living? I don't even want to suggest to make room for more stuff because really, how much stuff do we need? The text says, search me and know my heart. Is there room for God to come hang out in your heart, in your living? What are the anxieties and the offensive ways that is blocking the path for God to even make a way? How can we expect God to come through for us if there's no way for Him to get through? Perhaps we are anxious. Perhaps we are offended. Perhaps there's always some tension in our lives because it's cluttered. We clutter our bodies with junk food. We clutter our homes with junk. Heaven forbid we turn into junkies depending on stuff, things with no spiritual substance. How is this living a good life, your best life? Let today be the day that we clear out the clutter. Throw it out on the curb for the junk man. You ever notice how raggedy the junk man's truck looks? You ever see a junk man come through with a nice new luxury car? No. It's because the stuff they're collecting has little to no value and they don't want to mess up a good thing. Ah, yes. So even the junk truck is raggedy and dusty. It's time, my friend. Shake the dust. Clear the clutter of the things, the stuff that is no longer serving and adding value to your life. Whatever the junk may be, whether things and stuff in your home or some ways, some people that need shaking out, shaking off, that is between you and God. Ask the Lord to search your heart and how you're living. Search your home and how you're living. Ask the Lord, what is it that's making me so unsettled? What have I grown so comfortable with that I just keep piling on more junky ways? Ask the Lord to give you strength to clear out the clutter so that you could be a hoarder of hope, so that you can see life in a brand new way. When it's time now to get in our prayer closet, let us pray. God, help us to be more mindful of what comes into our heart and home. Fill our heart and mind with truth and beauty so that we can easily identify the junk to filter out. Lord, even though we cannot control everything that comes in, help us to decide what stays. Strengthen us to take every thought captive. Lord, we don't want to clutter. We don't want the clutter to build up. Put it out before it has time to find place to settle. Purge the hidden places of our heart. Bring peace and order to our home and in our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Our housekeeping, our point to ponder, to reflect, to think on for the week. Here's your question. Where does your focus on busyness clutter the path to Jesus? Oh my, something to think about. Write it down. Journal, reflect, ponder. And we'll see you again next week. And remember, as you're shaking the dust, clearing out the clutter, remember, you got this, you can do it. Don't be discouraged, but speak light.